Hey folks, how you doing? Welcome aboard another adventure on the Andy and Amanda Show here on Block Talk Radio on this 18th of November 2022, with Thanksgiving just under a week away. I can't believe it. Time does fly when you're having fun, don't it? Especially on this show. Hey, Amanda's having some internet problems over there in the UK, and hopefully she'll get it straightened out, or it'll straighten itself out before the end of the show and she'll be able to join us. But right now, you got me, and you also got Cornell Butler, who's in Delaware, so we're coast to coast here. And from West Coast to East Coast, definitely some things we want to talk about today. We'll get Cornell Butler here on the show.
Okay, so we're starting late today. Cornell, it's you and I, but there's something I want to play here.
Let's do this.
If I can find this, we all know that the, it looks like whether Warnocker wins in Georgia or not, which he probably will, be defeating Herschel Walker, and I'm assuming somebody up there
really?
must have heard Herschel.
Hey, Andy, I think I will be Herschel Walker.
Yeah, I think you'd beat Herschel Walker. Cornell, you would be a far superior candidate than Herschel Walker.
Definitely.
And a lot of other people, too, I got to tell you. You wouldn't be bad at all.
But,
yeah. but anyway.
The Raising Neck to beat him.
Oh, man. Can we talk? Yeah, it's here it is. Okay, take a listen to we got to hear this guy. I just can't read. I'm going to play it for you now. Here we go.
Going into last night's midterms, almost everyone was expecting a huge night for Republicans, a red wave that would wash away the Democrats in Congress and yank off Joe Biden's swim trunks.
I have tried my best.
It's clear that the red wave did not show up.
This morning, control of Congress up in the air, with both the House and Senate still hanging in the balance. Republicans acknowledging the expected red wave never materialized.
With five races still to call, it's unclear who will control the Senate. Control of the House is leaning Republican, but only barely. Democrats overall are doing much better than expected.
That predicted red wave only appears to be a splash, if you will.
The word wave has no application yet to what we're seeing. This might feel more like the edge of a lake.
This really looks much more like a red whisper, if that.
This wasn't even a red wave. It's not even a red little ripple in a pond.
I've heard it called, the red sprinkler. I've heard it called the red splash, the red puddle.
The red drizzle, the red spritz.
I have never heard or seen such outrageous, vicious, distorted reporting.
Y'all, this is not an SNL skit.
I can promise you, Iran, Russia, and they're not talking about trying to charge a tank out in the desert. They're talking about war. And let me tell you this either. If we was ready for the green agenda, I'll raise my hand right now, but we're not ready right now. So don't let them fool you like this is a new agenda. This is not the new agenda. We're not prepared. We're not ready right now. What we need to do is keep having those gas-guzzling cars, because we got the good emission under those cars. We're doing the best thing that we can, but we need help. We need help, and those other people not helping us, China not helping us, India not helping us, but yeah, we're going to do it all because they're spending your money.
This is not an actor portraying Herschel Walker as if he's a Fat Albert character. This is literally Herschel Walker speaking at a rally. No lie, y'all.
I would be so embarrassed.
I'm not blaming anybody for that.
It's causing a lot of reaction.
I am so pissed off.
The country is screwed.
Fully pissed off.
Don't get the impression that you arouse my anger.
Wow.
And we're not done yet. We're not done yet. Ready? Well, this is Herschel Walker.
Let me tell you about the things in the real mission. You know what I'm saying? Let me tell you how things work out in America. You know what I'm saying? But the thing about it is that I want to get things together, and I'm the shit, and I moonwalk, and I do all that stuff. I tap dance, I do all that stuff, man. Yeah, I'm Herschel Walker.
All right, now we're not okay. You haven't heard nothing yet. Here we go. This is a guy who's running to be a senator of the United States of America. In the state of Georgia, United States. Okay, look at this.
I'm going to tell you to keep the faith. Oh, you ever watch a stupid movie late at night hoping it's going to get better? Don't get better, but you keep watching it anyway? Because the other night, I was watching this movie called Fright Night, Freak Night, or some kind of night, but it was about vampires. I don't know if you know vampires are cool people, are they not? But I'm going to tell you something that I found out. A werewolf can kill a vampire. Did you know that? I never knew that, so I didn't want to be a vampire anymore. I wanted to be a werewolf. But then anyway, as I'm watching this movie, and they can tell you how stupid it is because it's 1 in the morning. So I'm watching my TV, these kids watching their TV, vampire kill on their TV. So you know it's kind of stupid, but I'm still watching, though. As I'm watching this show, what was funny, these kids had a vampire in their attic at their house. So they were watching their TV. Now I'm watching my TV as they're watching their TV, or they see this vampire killer on their TV. So they win this contest to bring this actor. Now, y'all got to stay with me. Bring this actor who's a vampire killer from that TV to get rid of this real-life vampire in their attic. So as this actor comes to their home, he got all the right stuff. He got all the right stuff because, you know, got to have a stake and got to have a thing to kill him in the heart. And he got a necklace of garlic because that worked. I don't know what it does, but it worked. Got to have a cross because it burns. I know that worked. And then all of a sudden, this is what was so funny about it. As they're walking through the house, This guy's got the holy water. He's blessing the house, this actor. Now, he's all fake. He's blessing the house with his holy water. They walked upstairs, and this vampire looking real good in this black suit. Whoa, that sounds like Senator Warnock, doesn't it? Looking all good in this black suit, floated from the ceiling. He floated from the ceiling looking good and cool. And I'm thinking, whoa, they better get out of that house. If somebody float from your ceiling, get out of that house. That's not your house. But as he floated from the ceiling, the kids jumped behind their hero. As they jumped behind their hero, the guy jumped in front of him with this holy water, threw it on the vampire's forehead. He covered his eyes. Then he took his hand away. He started laughing. And he said, that don't work. He took the cross, he put it on the vampire's forehead. And the vampire didn't even do anything. He said, that don't work. And that's the way it is in our life. It doesn't even work unless you got faith. It is time for us to have faith. We got to have faith in our fellow brother. We got to have faith in this country. We got to have faith in this in the elected officials. And right now, that's the reason I'm here.
So, I don't know. That was Herschel Walker telling a story about vampires, I think. And look, I'm just going to come out and say it because no one else will. Thank God somebody in that race is talking about the issues that really matter. For too long, the focus has been off of vampires, and I, for one, welcome this sorely needed change. To any kids watching out...
What the fuck?
That was the fuck? Campaign speech for the big round Georgia. And I would leave that rally immediately and go for the guy, wouldn't you? Right away?
You know what? I would drink a beer with this guy, man. He's talking about fucking vampires.
Yeah.
He's talking about fucking the vampire.
The cool thing is that we've had shows about vampires. Didn't we do an Andy DeMando show on vampires a while back? I think it may have been like a couple years ago, Halloween or something. I remember we did a vampire show.
Yeah. Yes, yeah, we did. But this guy is running for candidate, you know, senator.
Yeah.
And he's talking about he's talking about some fucking vampires?
Yeah. Yep.
What the hell is going on, man?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not going to win. We're not going to absolutely wipe out. We're not going to use him for bathroom tissue. I'm serious. That's how bad it's going to be. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be amazing. It's going to be amazing, they tell me. It's going to be the biggest wipeout we've ever seen.
Yeah, but Andy, let me tell you about the vampires, man. Let me tell you about the story that I had about when I was dreaming, right? I seen a vampire, right? And it had three eyeballs, right? And what the fuck that got to do with your candidacy?
It's absolutely scary. It's absolutely scary.
Going on in America. That was scary.
Oh, God. Is it scary what's going on in America? Senate is
going to... Yes, man. I would never think this.
It's like,
come on, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. His story, he's trying to get folks talking about vampires.
Yeah. and going on and on. I can imagine. I'm not a huge fan of Reagan's politics. He's an actor, and he was a great communicator, and he talking about pulling the wool over. But at least he had a lot of integrity, and he's a stand-up guy, and he's a good guy. I don't at all agree with his politics. He did some things behind the scenes that were not exactly kosher. But I'm not anyway making myself out to be politically a fan of the Reagan administration. But I got to tell you something. What integrity? And can you imagine? Can you imagine if Ronald Reagan was alive and he went to Georgia to stand on stage with the Republican candidate for senator, and that was the candidate. Can you imagine Ronald Reagan standing on that stage with Herschel Walker?
Oh, my gosh. Can you believe it? Like, dude, I don't get it. We looking stupid out there, man, you know, and it's like America, it's like you, this guy, come on, man. Come on. Really?
Oh my God.
I can't believe that what the world is coming to. It's like this guy, next thing we're going to get a guy that's going to run that's talking about sports and bowling balls.
Oh my God. It's unbelievable. Hey, what else is going on in the news? A special prosecutor is being appointed to oversee the January 6th criminal investigations. As we know, remember Kevin Starr, who oversaw the Bill Clinton investigation, the special prosecutor. What a waste of taxpayer dollars that was. Oh my God. And right afterwards, Bill Clinton's popularity poll went up to 73%, the highest it ever was. In the next election, the entire House went extremely Democrat, all Democrats, huge, because the American people knew at the time, this was going back to what, 98, I think, the American people did not want the United States government investigating an oral sex matter conducted by the President of the United States in the Oval Office. That wasn't our priority.
Yeah.
It was a lot of integrity issues and so forth and so on, and issues with him and his wife, whatever that might be. But that wasn't the agenda for the American people, and they showed it. Now that we're going to get a Republican Congress, razor thin by a couple, you know, razor thin. It's not going to be easy for Congress. Don't expect any legislative matters to pass through Congress, because anything Biden wants to do or anything we want to do to benefit this country, the Republicans in Congress will make sure that we don't get that to happen. But what they're doing, all they're talking about right now, of course, they got into office through no legislative platform whatsoever. It was all deniers who lost, you know, the January 6th, the stolen election deniers. They all lost, 100% of them, even though Trump went out later and said they all won. They all lost, all of them lost. And the Republicans who got in are saying, we are going to investigate Hunter Biden. We're going to impeach Joe Biden. We're going to sit out and impeach the president. The United States of America, the voters, the population of this country ain't going to stand for it. They want to see things happen legislatively and that have something to do with this country. And all the Republicans right now can do, all you're hearing is how they're going to investigate this. We're going to get, you know, we're going to investigate that. Wait, still can't believe that Trump lost? Is that, you know? And Trump, of course, denounced his presidency. That's not going to go anywhere fast. It's going to come and go. But Attorney General Merrick Garland on today, you know, just today. It was today. He appointed a special counsel to oversee the criminal investigations into their, the national defense information of former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and parts of the January 6th insurrection. So he's going to be looking at this whole nine yards. And both investigations implicate the conduct of Trump, finally, who on Tuesday declared his candidacy for the presidency, of course, right? That ain't going to happen. But, based on recent developments, including the former president's announcement that he is a candidate for president in the next election, he's intended to be a candidate. Merrick Garland thought it would be in the best public interest to appoint special counsel, so it doesn't look like this Democrats are going at the Republicans, which indeed it is not. You know, Donald Trump is not above the law, and everybody knows he's not above the law, except Donald Trump. That is, everybody except Trump knows he's not above the law.
But
a lot of them still think all this activity that seemingly is piling up against this Republican, against this lying scam artist, is a political move, when in fact it is not. If it were any one of us, we would have been in jail already. Cornell would have been ringing me cookies years ago Sing Sing. Oh yeah. So who is this
our brain in jail, huh?
The special prosecutor, who is he? Who is a special do you know who it is?
No, tell me, Andy, please.
It's a vampire.
Herschel Walker. Oh, yeah, man. Let me tell about the prosecutor. He's a vampire, and he's a, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, let me tell you about the wingdings, too.
But anyway, yeah, they're appointing a special prosecutor, and we'll have to see. We know how it's gonna, you know, we know what the deal is there. Anyway, you know,
but the fellow is he's on the sauce, isn't that it?
Yeah,
Andy, I can't get over Herschel Walker, man. I mean, that's sticking right in my hair. I can't believe that he's up there telling people. I don't get it. How did he get that far? How?
Yeah.
Fucking joke.
Well, because Trump recommended him. Trump recommended him. He's not going to go anywhere. He's not going to go anywhere. You know, he's
snotty little bastard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like watching Saturday Night Live.
Yeah. It is. It truly is. But I can't believe after hearing that. But anyway, what was I going to say before? Oh yeah, what was I saying? The special prosecutor.
It's
there's a guy named Jack Smith, and who's a very experienced prosecutor. He's dealt with a similar type of situations and cases like this, and he's built his reputation as a kind of very impartial, fair, determined prosecutor, and I think he's going to be the right guy for this job from what I've seen and look into his background thus far, just me. I think he's going to do a great job, but I think Donald Trump's finally going to be brought to justice, and I think Donald Trump is going to be indicted in a matter of weeks, not months or years for sure, it doesn't matter if he's running for president or not, and as Merrick Garland said, you know, they asked him, is this, you know, his candidacy for president going to have any bearing on his being indicted if they find the grounds to indict him? And of course, Merrick Garland came out and said it absolutely is not. No one is above the law. I don't care who they are or what they do or what they're planning on doing. And this guy blatantly has committed major, major felonies. And he's, they're looking into several aspects of criminal behavior for this guy, not just the stealing of government documents, but also the insurrection, also meddling in the election in Georgia, also tax evasion and fraud, and money laundering, and the Trump Organization in New York. So this guy, I don't know how he sleeps at night, but of course he's thinking for he is running for president. He thinks he's going to get these great big crowds. And there are some Trumpies out there. There are some people, Cornell, there are some people who right now actually believe, it's a handful of people, maybe a little bigger than a handful, believe Donald Trump is actually the president of the United States. And he's running things behind the scenes. Really? And there are also people that believe that Joe Biden is really not in the White House, like there's an actor. I'm serious. There are people who actually in the real world believe this, that Joe Biden is an actor, the guy you see there.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. I heard that, all of that type of stuff. Definitely, man. I'm like, really?
Yeah. What are you drinking?
Well,
are you drinking now?
Well, actually, I'm drinking Ciroc vodka, peach.
Ooh.
Yes.
It's good.
It's very
good. Yeah.
It goes down. You have to try it one day, Andy.
Uh-huh. Well, I had somebody I was talking about, what was it? He's the last show last week, I forget, but Tito's vodka, Tito's. You've had Tito's,
yeah,
vodka,
that's my
right?
favorite right there, Tito's.
Yeah, that's
I love
Tito's vodka, folks. If you haven't tried it yet, try Tito's vodka, handmade vodka down in Texas. Highly recommended. You tell them the Andy and Mandy Show sent you to get to try Tito's vodka when you go to your store, whatever it might be, a liquor store, a Total Wine, or market, wherever you are in the country in the world where you can buy vodka. You go in there and try a bottle of Tito's vodka. Let us know your thoughts. It's a huge, huge difference. Huge difference between
Andy,
Tito's and
vodka.
What's your plan today? Well, I'm going to happy hour right after the show.
Oh, yeah. You want to get what are you drinking? Hey, guys, we drinks on the show, okay? We are human.
Yeah. I think I'm going to get a vodka.
Yeah. How about a Bloody Mary? Woo!
I don't have the – I can't make that. Yeah. Not a bad idea.
Yeah.
I have a tune of – I have a tune here of Amanda singing. Do you want to hear it? My co-host is not with us today on the show. Do you want to hear Amanda?
Sure. Yeah.
Here she is.
I was promoting it.
And she's, you know, she's in the UK, right? But here we go. Listen to this.
Hey, Amanda.
That's Kate Smith. No. That's not that wasn't Amanda, right? Where's Amanda?
Sorry, Amanda. Wrong song. Oh my gosh.
Oh my goodness. I have no idea. Wait a minute.
Jokey, jokey, jokey.
Anyway, so, what else is going on in the world here? What else is happening?
A lot of things is going on in the world. Thanksgiving is next week. Next
Unbelievable.
Thursday.
Yeah.
And it it's coming real fast, and you know, then the following is Christmas and Hanukkah.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's been a month. But what
you
saw over there? I'm sorry.
Yeah. Thanksgiving is what are you doing for Thanksgiving, fam? What are your plans for Thanksgiving?
Well, you know what? Me and my wife was planning on going to a very exquisite, when I mean exquisite, very exquisite Italian restaurant. I mean, they very Italian restaurant.
Do Italian? Italian? Really? Wow.
I love Italian. I love Italian food. I love the spaghetti. I love the pizza. I love the pasta. I love all, you know? It's magnificent.
That's kind of cool. That's different. Turkey is the norm, as you know. Normally it's turkey, but that's pretty cool, Cornell. I'll be in Arizona next week. That reminds me. So next week we're just doing a Monday show, and then we're off the rest of the week next week. We just have a Monday show, and we'll be running pre-recorded shows on Wednesday and Friday of next week.
Andy, so, you ever taste on fried turkey?
No, I've had barbecue turkey. I've never had fried turkey. Tell me about it.
Yeah, they put in a deep. You can get it anywhere. Like fried turkey, you take a whole turkey and put it in oil, a fryer, and it's the best tasting. It's very good, very good fried turkey. They serve it in a lot of restaurants. Well, some, but you know, it's very good. It's very good, especially if you put the right sauce on it, like the butter and all. Oh, biscuits.
I've never had it. Wow.
Try it.
Wow. Wow. I got it. Thank you for that. Thank you for that.
Yeah. Get a deep fryer. You deep fry.
I'll be with family. I'll be in Arizona. We're heading out to Arizona on Wednesday.
That's right. Yes.
And returning back to California on Friday, and hopefully have an action packed weekend too, the weekend after Thanksgiving. I love Thanksgiving. I really do. I was doing it for the longest time. I did this tune. Oh, I wish I had it on, loaded up for you. I would play it. Man, maybe I can still do it. I had this tune called Thanksgiving. I got to find this tune called Thanksgiving Eve.
And find a tune, and I'll talk to the audience to tell them about it.
Go ahead. You talk. Let me see if we can find this tune. I'm not going to find it.
Well, guys, while Andy is trying to find that tune, we're going to tell you about a little story by a man named Jed. No. Hey, guys, it's Skin and us at the Andy and Amanda Show. Want to wish you a safe weekend, you know? Be safe out there. Drink, eat, feel good, but be responsible. And that's the main thing. Amanda, we miss you. We don't know where you're at. No calls, no show, no nothing. You AWOL. No, I'm just joking. But call us. Okay. But
yeah, I don't know where she is. She didn't let us know that she wasn't coming on. I have no idea where. What? I hope everything's okay over there in the UK.
Strange.
Yeah, it is. Scary. It really is. Yes. Yeah. I don't know where. I don't know where. You know, people don't tune into the show to hear me. That's true.
Oh yes. Yes, yes, and definitely. I know they don't want to hear me.
Oh man,
I might talk about vampires.
Yeah. I think I found the tune.
But you did?
I think so.
Let's do this.
This is an informal show today, obviously. It's an informal show today.
Yeah. Of course.
Did it, though? You know. But all, most of our shows are informal. Most of them are.
Yeah.
Don't you agree?
Yeah,
I think
definitely.
I want to do it this way.
We're going to change it up. We're going to put on some James Brown.
Hey, I could actually do that. I really could do that. I really could do
yes.
that. Yes. I think
I've
got...
take no mess.
Yeah. My band used to do Sex Machine, James Brown's Sex Machine.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Get on the scene. Like
yeah.
Sex Machine. Get on up. Get up.
Yeah. I'm going to... I think
yeah.
I do this here. I'm going to try this way. Here we go. Paste this yes. here. Go open. Do Thanksgiving Eve. Okay. Here we go.
Want to do this because we knew this.
But anyway, I don't want to bore our listeners. And I guess
hey, listeners,
we'll,
anyway,
really, and,
so.
And we'll have to edit down the podcast after the show's live because we'll take out all these little breaks and stuff. And we'll, you know,
we suck,
we'll try to we'll try to clean the show up a little bit for the podcast, maybe, you know. Oh,
yeah.
You know, we have live, you know, our listener numbers have gone way up, you know. Of course, you've,
really?
Yeah. You told me, you pointed that out to me. Yeah.
Of course. It's like amazing, man. It's like.
Amazing.
Really? You guys
yeah.
are really listening to us? Oh, my gosh.
I've got this tune. It's called, that I played live a while ago on Thanksgiving Eve. I played this annual Thanksgiving Eve for a few years for Sam Adams Beer, a big get together they had. It was so much fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was just a lot of fun. And I, you know, it was something I used to look forward to the day before Thanksgiving, is I had this, you know, annual concert, and it was great. And then the day after Thanksgiving, when I was in Philadelphia, the folks who were very involved in the Philadelphia folk scene and the Folk Song Society promoting all sorts of folk events. They had a great big house on Pine Street in Philadelphia, and they had a great big singer-songwriter get-together. I mean, hundreds of some people would bring their guitars or mandolins or stand-up basses, and the house is real big on Pine Street.
Was
and,
it
an many floors. No, Pine Street in Center
was
City,
it
Philadelphia. No, Center City, Philadelphia on Pine
oh,
Street.
Oh, I'm sorry, Pine
Street. Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
But it was so much fun, and, you know, Thanksgiving has always been such a great time. In my life, I've had to, it was just, you know, wonderful. I'm great. I remember going to college and coming back for the first Thanksgiving when you're away from all your friends for the first time, and you come back and just, you know, parties and get-togethers and things. It was just a real fun time of year my whole life. And since then, it's been kind of, you know, it's you know, come down the drain. You know, yeah. Yeah, you know. Anyway, so if I have that tune... I'm going to play it now. It's called Thanksgiving Eve, and it was recorded live a while ago. The quality of the recording is not that great, but you'll get the gist of it. Here we go. Thanksgiving Eve. It's me performing live years ago.
So easy to dream of the days gone by. It's a hard thing to think of the times to come. But the grace to accept every moment as a gift is a gift that is given to some. What can you do with our days but work and hope? Let your dreams find your work to your place. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. There are sorrows enough for the whole world's end. There are no guarantees but the grave. And the life that I live and the time that I are a treasure too precious to save. What can you do with our days but work and hope? Let your dreams find your work to your place. What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. As it was, so it is. As it is, shall it be. And it shall be while lips that kiss have breath. Many waters indeed, only nature's love sees. And its flower overshadows the power of death. What can you do with your days but work and hope that your dreams find your work to your play? What can you do with each moment of your life but love till you've loved it away? Love till you've loved it away. Love till you've loved it away.
Thanksgiving Eve, Andy Kimball.
Yeah. Let's do it again.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a nice tune, isn't it? Yeah.
Very nice tune. Let's do it again.
I think maybe we'll play the Thanksgiving show next week with that as an intro. Maybe we'll do it. Maybe
this
issue is
under investigation.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Maybe we'll do it. Yeah.
Let's play some music. It's music.
Yeah,
music Friday.
This is my favorite song.
Oh, tiptoe through the window, by the window, that's where I'll be. Come tiptoe through the tulip with me. Oh, tiptoe.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Andy, you say the Amanda song that you previously played on the show.
Yeah. Last week we played a couple of Amanda. On Monday. What's today? Friday. On Wednesday we played a couple of Amanda shows. Yeah, and those of you who may have been following our show for a while around the world know that Amanda is normally, and Cornell joins us, of course, when he can, but it's the Andy and Amanda show. Amanda's my co-host on the show, and we broadcast live from the UK and the USA, and Amanda is in the UK. I am here, and she is an incredibly talented composer. Yeah, the only Andy and Amanda show. You know, it's an amazing show.
I couldn't believe my eyes.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah, it's a great show. I want to play a tune, maybe this one.
Here I come to save the day.
I want to play a tune. After Cornell answers this question, we try to get a straight answer every show.
You like to dress up like a woman?
Mm-hmm.
Of course I do.
Yes.
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 Definitely.
Yes. Yes.
You guys are not serious.
Yeah, we try to, you know.
What, you think I'm joking?
Yeah, really, you know? Yeah. Yeah.
But there used to be a time when we had two groups of people. You have people who know shit and people who don't know shit. And back in the day, the people who didn't know shit respected the people who knew shit. And you would be in a situation, it might be work or social situation, and the people who know shit would be talking about, well, I know some shit. Yeah, I know some shit. Let's talk about shit we know. I know shit. And the people who don't know shit would kind of hang in the back. And they'd be quiet, and you'd be like, well, why aren't you talking? I don't know shit. I don't know shit. I'm going to keep my mouth shut. I'm going to try to learn some shit.
Really? Really? Well,
yeah.
What the
Yeah, so anyway, folks, you know what we talk about on the show, you know. There's a couple
Andy,
items I want to talk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Tell the show how it started. Tell them how
This show started with a conversation with a guy in Philadelphia by the name of Lloyd Booker, who I met on set doing a TV pilot back
true
in Philadelphia,
story.
actually, in 2000. Yeah, 15 or 16, I think it was. And Lloyd and I, you know, established a friendship, and I went back to California. He was in Philadelphia. We had these conversations on the phone. And although politically like-minded, our perspectives in how we perceive the world and events and things around us, him growing up as a black man in Philadelphia and me growing up as a white guy in the suburbs, had you know, we saw things the same politically. You know, we thought the same, but his you know, how he perceived things was a little different than how I perceived things. And he would start talking about that. And it got to it was pretty interesting. It was very, very interesting. And it was called the Ebony and Ivory Show with Andy Kimball and Lloyd Booker. And Lloyd's a good guy. You know, Lloyd's a good guy. And, And so, and Lloyd actually introduced Cornell, called in as a caller originally, didn't you? And kind of just loved what the format we were looking to do with the show. And then Cornell brought in Amanda, who he knew and never met Amanda. They've known each other for ages in the day, but never met her, I think, through the music business. And then we started getting some emails and calls and things, and that maybe the show was a little bit too much of the kind of, you know, quote unquote, the black white issue, a little too strong, a little too heavy. And we lightened the show up a little bit after, you know, we tried different changes. And ultimately, Amanda just became so popular that it became the Andy and Amanda Show. And 400 some odd episodes later, here we are in 2.5 years. Yeah, that was about right, right? About right.
Yes, that was actually accurate. That was very right. And you forgot that you started way before
oh,
Lloyd,
I did.
And you got it. Yeah.
Yes, I did. I actually had another radio show, which we're going to be bringing back again. I'm going to have another. Well, hell, we talked about a couple of their shows I might be doing on this network. But I had a show. I'm an avid boater, avid sailor. I've been around boats my whole life. And I started a show targeting owners of sailing and, you know, all sorts of boats, owners of boats, or those who are looking to get a boat or even to get out of the boat into another one. And the show is called Boat Talk Live. That's how I learned about this platform, Block Talk Radio, through my boat program. And we did that for a while, on and off. That wasn't a steady show. It was kind of like every once in a while. And then I did another show called The Boat Guys, you know, talking about life on the water with the boat guys. It was a guy by the name of Trent Carroll and myself, and we were down at the marina talking boats, talking life on board, talking about different, you know, things you can, you know, ways to live on your boat. And it was a kind of a cool show. But one thing led to another. So I was getting experience in broadcast, you know, with that boat show. And then came this radio show. And Cornell and I are talking. Cornell kind of coordinates all this. And we were talking about the next adventure on the radio is going to be more of a music show that I'm going to be hosting and talking about singer-songwriters and performing and having different guests on the music biz and playing their music and playing my own music and so forth, having live guests on the show. And we're going to be kicking that off, you know, maybe even before the end of the year, you know, we're talking about doing that. So that'll be a show I look forward to, because that's my real gig. I play right now. It's what I do for a living. I play guitar, and you can hear Andy Kimball on Spotify and iTunes and, you know, YouTube and TikTok. Pandora and all these different TikTok. TikTok has been kind of cool, actually. But yeah, so a lot planned, and of course
you might
Andy and Amanda show.
Live on TikTok.
Yeah, I've done some lives. It's interesting. I'll have several hundred people tune into, you know, I just get on, I don't advertise or promote. I just turn on the camera and bam, start playing, and a couple hundred people with no announcements or anything just join in, you know. And I play a few tunes. So I think my longest show is actually this earlier in the week. I did it. I didn't know. I don't wear a watch or know how long I'm playing for. I just kind of play and have some fun. But I did a two-hour show on TikTok, two-hour playing music for 2 hours on TikTok. Kind of cool. You know, a whole bunch, hundreds of people chime in. You know, it's very cool. And, you know, just think what would happen if I announced it and did some advertising and publicized it. I'm doing this live TikTok show. It'd be cool. The thing about TikTok is it gets you fans. I mean, people check out your website. They go to download music at different platforms, and they'll go maybe buy some tunes at CD Baby or iTunes or Amazon. I'm on Amazon all over the place. But the TikTok type of platform is really geared It doesn't do anything to. Yeah, it's to brand yourself and maybe gain, you know, get that name brand recognition as to what you do as a singer songwriter and as a performing musician. And there's a lot of different types of music that are and musicians playing that type of music on TikTok. Of course, there's quite a bit of it. But I don't see TikTok as a platform that's going to suddenly make it or break a career. I think it's something that you do on the side and just increase your branding and maybe develop and gain a larger fan base or in terms of who you are and what you do. But really what people got to, you know, they come to concerts and buy a ticket. That's number one. And the other, besides that, because, you know, the Spotify, you know, you have to get so many plays to make a decent amount of money on the internet. On Spotify or Amazon, or, I mean, you've got to be. I'm not saying you have to be Taylor Swift, but you've got to be up in that genre. You've got to be up there doing, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of downloads to make a decent paycheck by selling your music on the internet. So I've always encouraged folks not to focus on that. I mean, do it, but do it as a supportive measure. Your internet and social media should be supporting your brand and who you are as a as a performing artist. And the way you get known as a performing artist, believe it or not, the number one methodology and platform for that is not social media, but the radio, broadcast FM radio. If FM radio was not, then it wouldn't be a $10.4 billion industry, which it is. You know, the nation's largest consumer-oriented manufacturers and distributors advertise on radio. You hear Nike, you hear Coke, you hear Pepsi, you hear Apple Computer, Microsoft, all huge companies advertise on radio, and local regional companies do too. If it didn't work, they would not be putting their budgets there. So look at yourself as a Coke or a Pepsi or an Apple Computer. You know, how are you going to reach an audience and get your brand out there? You do it by finding, you know, a geographical marketing that you want to participate in, find out what radio stations are more inclined to play your brand of music, or maybe it's a public radio station that might have a program on Sundays or Wednesdays that plays whatever music that you have, whether it's folk or techno or bluegrass, whatever it might be, rap music, it could be anything, and hey, it's a Sunday show, whatever. Find out who the host of that program is, get the programming director, the host, send them your stuff, establish a relationship, get them to play your music on the radio. Because this is also a statistical fact, 94% of the population listens or streams broadcast radio at some day part, some point during the day. And that's a huge number. That's a huge number. I mean, how do you get in your car, whatever it is, and you even stream, I don't know, whatever, Fox News, MSNBC, CNN, whoever it might be, radio stations, Eagle Sports, ESPN, you know, New York Jets, whoever, you know, I don't know, Kansas City Chiefs, Green Bay Packers radio, I don't know, but you stream radio and also music shows, NPR, World Cafe, Terry Gross, you know, all these shows are streamed. You could be in that, you know, you can be in that group that gets played on the radio. And then what happens after you get in touch with them and they got to know you, say, oh, yeah, man, I like your tune. Thanks so much for sending along. And then you ask them, hey, do you ever have live guests on your show? If you're a performing artist, you know, performing, let's say you're a singer-songwriter with a guitar or a keyboard or something. And do you ever have guests on your show? Yeah, we do occasionally. Well, I'd like to come on. Can we schedule? And then I'm going to be getting some gigs in the area. It'd be great to come on your show and talk and play some tunes. Yeah. And then you're live on the radio. And talking about branding, that's where it's going to happen. You know, programming directors and radio DJs to this day can make – there's no question about it. A guy we know, a good friend of our show who's been on numerous times, actually stepped in for me as a host a couple of times. And I'm producing him now, some tunes of his which are coming along. Kevin Michaels had a song called Down Home Georgia, which I encourage everybody to play. Maybe we'll play it now on the show. Down Home Georgia went number one on country radio for 3 weeks, right?
Yeah.
But then if you're on country radio, number one on country, underline, radio for 3 weeks. Right now he's got, that's the only tune he really did that he put out. You know, it was a one bam, one tune. It went woosk, and we have a couple other tunes, and we're looking at doing some other projects down the road. But that was very successful for him. And how did it happen? It happened on the radio. I wonder if I have Down Home Georgia. Wouldn't that be kind of cool to play? if I have
why
it.
Why not?
Yeah, Kevin
yes,
Michaels.
Why not?
Yeah.
Kevin
Michaels.
I talked to
I
him yesterday. So he may give him a call.
How's he doing? How's Kevin? I haven't talked to him in a while, man. How's he doing?
He's doing better. He's doing better now. So, you know.
Good.
Good. I'm glad that, you know, Kevin. Hey, Kevin, if you're listening, I'm glad that you're doing good, bro.
You really? Let's hear his song, Down Home Georgia. Here we go. Kevin Michaels. Down in Georgia, Kevin Michaels on the Andy and Amanda Show. Yep. Yep. Nice tune. Yeah. Yeah. We good friend of the show, great guy. I'm doing some other work for him now. Maybe, as a matter of fact, I'll play the song For You, which has been a long time project here. I've actually been working on it recently, but it's a great tune that it's an involved story about how we're doing that song. But it's many, 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 many tracks that we had to filter down to create the song we've been doing in a period of time. But regardless of that, I'll play part of it or play you the tune next week, Kevin Michaels. Anyway,
Kevin Mike.
We're about done on the show here.
Yeah.
For, you
have
know,
a great weekend, Andy.
It's been wonderful. There's
so 85,300 people are listening.
Thank you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And we got to make sure.
Are you using contraceptive?
Sure, folks, you know, take care of yourself. Be safe. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Be safe.
Anyway, I was going to say something,
but.
Oh, shit.
Mm.
the name of the plan.
It is. I'm going to get myself a vodka.
And I'm going to get me one, too. What the
yeah,
fuck?
Yeah, and I'm going to... I'm going to finish the show out today with a real cool song. And I'm trying to figure out what song that's going to be. What song that's going to be? What do people feel like hearing like? What do people
Amanda.
Feel like? Yeah, man. No, I played Amanda last week a couple of times. So, I mean, last
okay.
one. Not, I keep saying last week. On Wednesday's show. On Wednesday's show. How about some... Get on up. I thought I had, you know, Cornell, I thought I had, what's his name? James Brown, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I played Susan Warner earlier.
Hey.
Oh, here's for you. No, we just heard Kevin Michaels, though. All right. Hang with us, folks. Do-do-do-do.
Yeah.
I miss
well,
Amanda.
Although
Amanda.
She does have a very nice figure.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
I don't know
nice.
Where she is. I wonder where she. I wonder where she went. I don't know. Anyway,
while Andy is trying to find a radio, we want us at the Andy show really want to wish you. I said radio.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh! While he's trying to find a song,
I got a good tune. How about
Let's
the Jake
it,
Isles
Andy.
Band? How about the Jake Isles Band? I haven't heard them in a long time.
Yeah,
the Jake Isles Band. All right, must have got lost. Let's do that one. All right, must have got lost. Jake Isles Band. Cornell, this has been fun. Kind of a crazy show, very improv. Some technical issues along the way that are remedied. It looks like now, but anyway, we pulled it off. We did another show. We're here. This is the Andy and Amanda Show. We do go live Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We broadcast around the world. We're in 23 countries. We've been doing this for 2.5 years. We've got almost 500 episodes out there. And we want to thank everybody for listening. On behalf of Amanda Love, who didn't make the show today, on behalf of Cornell Butler, who's been co-hosting the show with me and always a lot of fun to do this with, and myself, Andy Kimball, mm-hmm. We want to wish everybody a great weekend. We'll see everybody back here Monday. And hope you stay strong, stay safe, be good. And we want to see you back another Andy and Amanda show real soon. Take care, folks. Thanks for joining us. Here's the Jake Isles
right,
Band
yeah.
called Must Have Got Lost. Right, Cornell? That's it.
Yes.
That's it, right? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have a boyfriend. He goes on forever. I'm looking at the clock. I'm like, come on, when is this going to be over?
Oh, I don't know who else.
Nice
yeah,
song.
Okay, Don. Yeah. Isn't that a good song? All right. Here we go.
Yeah.
Must have got lost. I hit the right button now. All right, here we go. What's Moonshine Monday? Oh, it's a Monday show. Moonshine Monday, folks. Moonshine Monday and Monday show. 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time Radio. Andy and Amanda Show. We'll see you then. Take care. Here's Jake Isles finally.
Bye.
We get old, but he starts ringing on that bell and nobody answers. He starts kicking on the door. He gets down and jumps underneath the window and says, open up the door, you bitch! Let me up on your ladder of love! There's a woman go for mama, do be a little lover boy! You know, I'm telling you, I think I must have! You know, baby, I think I must have! You know, baby, I think I must have! You know, I must have got lost! Like a long time to come. How could I be so blind, baby? Not see you were the one. I let you slip on from me, baby. Now I let you walk on by. She loved it for me. She loved it. Now I let it die. Don't get so hard when you see a good lover coming. Baby, I...
And I just can't understand. And I just don't understand. Somewhere down the line, must have got lost. I got lost. Give away them days of you, man. Must have got lost.
And again, folks, thank you very much for joining us. We'll see you Monday, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, whatever time that might be, wherever you are in the world. I want to thank all of our listeners and our podcast listeners who have downloaded 100,000 downloads now right now of the Andy and Men Show, over 100,000 shows. It's incredible what's going on. We're really, we can't thank you enough for all the attention the show's been getting over the past 2.5 years now and growing. We'll see what's going on. But it's Amanda from the UK, Andy here in the USA. Joining together, connecting both countries 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, most of the time anyway, at 6 p.m. So we'll see you on Monday with Amanda, and y'all have a great weekend. Take care now.